Dakota State men, 2-4 this season, 1-3 in games against GPAC teams. Trojans are averaging 82.5 points per game. They allow 82.5. Dakota State also has a 35.5 to 32.5 rebounding advantage. They're converting 47% of its field goals. Justin Folkers leads the Trojans with a 23.5 points per game average. He's converting 55% of his field goals and grabs nearly 10 rebounds per game. Josh McGreal is adding 16.2 points per outing. Brady Elder tosses in 11.3 and has a team-high 13 three-point field goals made. Brady Van Hollen adds 9 points per game. Trojan wins are over Northwestern in double overtime, 105-98, and Trinity Bible, 112-73. The Defender men are 5-2 this season, 2-1 in the GPAC. Dort's loss in league play is to Morningside. Dort's outscoring teams 81-73. They have a 44.4 to 35.9 rebounding edge. Dort's converting 45.4% of its field goals and 32.7% of its three-point shots. They limit opponents to 40.8% field goal success. Garrett Franken scores 13.6 points and grabs 7.6 rebounds. Jesse Jansma scoring 13.7 points per game with 4.3 rebounds after returning from injury. Chad Barkema and Josh Van Langen average 11.3 and 11.1 points per game with 5.3 and 6.3 rebounds per game, respectively. Barkema is making 56% of his field goals, Van Langen 53. Ben Gasink is at 11 points per game, but he is not in uniform this evening. Banged up ankle over the weekend, the way it sounds, so he will not play. And Alec Henriksen is averaging 7.1 points per game. Chandler Brunsting is good for 6.6. So you're thankful for that depth. But Dort College, without Ben Gasink, and for the second game in a row, Marcus Winterfeld also not in uniform for the Defenders. Last time out, the Dort men were 87-85 winners over Dakota Wesleyan on Wednesday, trailed by as many as 25 in the second half. Jesse Jansma hit the eventual game winner. He had 20 points and 8 rebounds. Dakota State beat Trinity Bible last Wednesday. Got 23 points from Folkers, and Elder added 17. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a look at the starting lineups from the DSU Memorial Fieldhouse right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. We have taken a look at the matchup between these two teams. Let's take a look now at the starting lineups, and we begin with the Dort College Defenders, and it will be a different-looking lineup tonight because Gasink is not in uniform. It will be number two, Jesse Jansma, 6'4 sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 13.7 points per game. Chad Barkham is a 6'5 junior from Sioux Falls, averaging 11.3 points per outing. Number 10 is Chandler Brunstang. He's a 6'1 junior from Hull, averaging 6.6 points per game. Number 22, Garrett Franken, a 6'7 sophomore from Atlantic, averaging 13.6 points per outing. And Josh Van Langen is a 6'6 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 11.1 points per game. So Dort College's depth will be tested this evening, as they will be without Ben Gasink in the starting lineup or in uniform. He will not be available tonight. As I said, sounds like he banged up an ankle over the weekend. For Dakota State, they will start number one, Brady Elder, a 5'10 sophomore from Pleasantville, averaging 11.3 points per game. Number four is Brady Van Holland, a 6'4 freshman from Sioux Falls, averaging 9 points per outing. Number 23 is Justin Folkers, a 6'9 senior from Mission, South Dakota, averaging 23.5 points per game. Josh McGreal is a 6'7 sophomore from Lino Lakes, Minnesota, averaging 16.2 points per game. And Cody Molenberg rounds out the starting lineup for Dakota State. He's a 6-foot sophomore from Mount Vernon, South Dakota, averaging 5.5 points per game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Let's take another break and be back with more from Madison, South Dakota, DSU Memorial Fieldhouse, right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Introductions of the starting lineups happening right now for the Dort College Defenders. They will be back in action in a couple of days. This is a three-game non-conference stretch for the defenders, and they've been off since last Wednesday when they scored that surprising comeback win over Dakota Wesleyan after trailing by 25 relatively late in the fourth quarter. Dakota State is coached by Gary Garner, while Dort College is coached by Brian Van Haften. Dakota State has had the introduction of their starting lineups, and it appears everything is as we thought it would be for our starting lineups. Well, for Dort College, double-checking that, and it is Franken, Jansma, Barkema, Brunsting, and Van Langen. So Dort College bringing Alec Henriksen off of the bench here this evening. Dakota State will jump it up with Folkers. And Dort College countering with Barkema. Dort College controls the opening tip. They get it over to Jansma. Jansma to Brunsting. Brunsting with the basketball. He gives it up to Barkema. Barkema, Jansma, Jansma, Brunsting. Back over to Jansma, and Jansma's three. They're going to wave it off. And we've got an illegal screen called against Josh Van Langen. Van Langen whistled for his first personal foul. Team foul number one against the defenders, and Dakota State will have the basketball. Dakota State with the basketball on the right-hand side. This is Elder. Elder goes left wing to Muhlenberg. Muhlenberg back out front. Elder. Elder at the top of the key. He passes right side, Van Holland. Van Holland with the basketball, Folkers. Folkers at the top of the key, guarded by Van Langen. Comes back to Elder, 10 to shoot. Dakota State milking the clock. Into the middle of the lane, shot is up. Short shot by Elder is good. Brady Elder with a two-point basket starts the scoring, and Dort College has it. Out front, Jansma. Jansma right side. Goes over to Franken. Franken to Van Langen. Van Langen has to try and save it into Brunsting, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Dakota State basketball. Dakota State basketball. So Dort College turned it over. Right side pass to Van Holland. Gives it up to Elder. Elder with the basketball to McGreal. McGreal to Van Holland. Van Holland open three from the left corner. It's good. Van Holland with the three-point basket. And Dakota State has opened up a 5-0 lead. Left side pass, Barkema. Barkema out front, Jansma. Jansma gives it up, Brunsting. Brunsting to Franken. And Franken with a three. Garrett Franken answers with a three-point bucket for the defenders. Dort College trails by a couple. Bringing the basketball up is Elder. Elder goes to McGreal. McGreal, right wing. McGreal to Muhlenberg. And the ball's kicked out of bounds by the defenders. It'll be Dakota State basketball. They'll inbound in front of the Dort College bench. Throwing the ball in will be Elder. So Elder triggering it. He gets the ball inbounded to Van Holland. Van Holland in between the circles. Van Holland to Elder. Elder looking down low for McGreal. Finds McGreal. McGreal working against Barkema. McGreal into the lane. His short shot no good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Franken with the outlet pass. Right side over to Jansma. Jansma with it on the wing. Jesse with the basketball. Passes over to Barkema. Barkema gives it up. Goes down low. Van Langen. Van Langen kick out pass. Franken. Franken three too strong. No good. And the rebound is taken away by Dakota State. Dakota State long pass over the top, and that was well out of the reach of Folkers. Turnover back to the defenders. Van Langen is out. Bussard is in. Barkema inbounds to Brunsting. Brunsting with the basketball. Brunsting out front, dribbling with the left hand, goes to the left side, gets it underneath Barkema. Barkema wrestles it away from a player, lost it out of bounds, last touch by Dakota State. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College basketball. Inbounding will be Brunsting. Brunsting looking to trigger. They get it into Bussard, 17 to shoot. They give it back over to Brunsting. Brunsting layup good. The assist to Bussard on the inbounds pass, on the inbounds play, I should say. And Brunsting ties it at 5-5. 17-21 remaining. First half. It's our first tie of the contest. Lob pass underneath. Fulkers. Get it back outside. Three on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound cleared by Bussard. Bussard able to seal. Fulkers off the glass. Barkema picks up his dribble on the wing. Reverses right side. Franken. Franken, Barkema. Barkema into the lane. His shot rims off. No good. Rebound Bussard. Bussard layup good. Zach Bussard with a two-point bucket. He's got four. Dort College answering the five-point run by Dakota State to open the game with a seven-point run of their own. 7-5, Dakota State. Down by two are the Trojans. Pass comes out front. Fulkers. Fulkers gives it up. Elder. Elder will squeeze the trigger for three, and he hit it. Brady Elder with the three-point bucket. He's got five. Dakota State regains the lead at 8-7. And now Fulkers called for a foul over the top. Justin Fulkers reaching over the top, swatting that one away, intended for Zach Bussard. And the turnover gives the basketball, or pardon me, the foul, maintains the possession for the defenders. 16-25 remaining in the first half. Throwing the ball in will be Jesse Jansma. Cooper Ross checked in, as well as Alec Henriksen. So Jansma will throw it in. Throwing the ball in, Jansma gets it in to Henriksen. Henriksen with the ball out front, Jansma. Jansma with it on the wing. Jansma still has the dribble back over to Bussard. Henriksen to Franken. Franken facing up against Fulkers. Puts up the shot. Missed it short. No good. And the rebound is cleared by Mullenberg. Mullenberg over the basketball. Mullenberg passes it to Ben Holland. Ben Holland, Mullenberg underneath Fulkers. Squares up. Baseline jumper. 10-footer is good. Justin Fulkers with a two-point bucket. Dakota State leads 10-7. Bussard working against Fulkers. Kick out. Jansma. Jansma, three, no good. But a foul called on the play. That's going to go on Zach Bussard, I believe. So Bussard whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on him. That was called on the rebound. Jansma's shot was off the mark. And Dakota State has the basketball back. Dakota State with a basketball, Brady Elder. Elder with it on the right wing. Goes to Fulkers. Fulkers facing up from 15, no good. Rebound Franken. Franken over to Ross. Cooper into the front court. Passes into the corner. Jansma. Jansma, three, too strong, no good. Rebound cleared by Franken. Franken down on the floor after it now. Jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Dakota State basketball. So Dakota State will get the basketball back on the alternating possession. Well, not a great start for the defenders here. Bussard checks out, Van Lingen checks in. Ross, Henriksen, Franken, Van Lingen, and Jansma on the floor for the defenders. Into the front court is Elder. Elder has his dribble, passes it off to Van Holland. Ben Holland with the basketball. Ben Holland goes right side back to Elder. Elder three-pointer. Wing missed it. No good. Rebound cleared by Jansma. Jansma off the floor quickly. Jesse picks up his dribble. Passes into the corner. Cooper Ross. Three. Good. Cooper Ross, not a lot of arch on that one, but he knocks it down, and the defenders tied up at 10. We have our second tie of the contest. 14:45 remaining first half. Answering back, a three-pointer up and down. Knocking down the triple was Dakota State. And a block shot as Cooper Ross took it into the lane. Dort College trailing now 13-10. 13-10 our score. Knocking down that three-pointer was Cody Mullenberg. Underneath is Fulkers. His shot no good. Rebound cleared. Dakota State and Elder. Elder. Ben Holland, Ben Holland, Mullenberg, Mullenberg, right side, comes back to McGreal. And we've got a hold called on the defenders and Alec Henriksen. Alec Henriksen called for the personal. Brunsting and Barkema are back in. Jansma and Franken will check out. Dakota State inbounding in front of the Dort College bench with 14:07 remaining. .20 seconds on the shot clock as that foul was called with under 20 remaining. Dakota State with a basketball. Brady Van Hollen, they pass it off to Elder. Elder to McGreal. Dakota State will not play many players off the bench. Underneath it goes McGreal. McGreal hook shot in the lane, and Dakota State reestablishes a 5-point lead, 15-10. Henriksen, head fake, drives into the lane, has it stripped, and it goes off of his shin. Out of bounds, it'll be Dakota State basketball. Dakota State basketball. Dort College turns it over. Unable to get a shot up was Henriksen. He has it swatted out of his hands and off of his leg, out of bounds. Dakota State ball. This is Van Hollen out front, guarded by Henriksen. Pass right side, Mullenberg. Mullenberg, McGreal. McGreal inside. His shot against Barkema is good. Josh McGreal with 4 points. Dort College trails by 17-10. 13:20 remaining. Brunsting looking down low. Instead goes to Henriksen on the wing. Henriksen over the basketball. Alec will back it out. Passes right side, Cooper. Cooper Ross back to Van Langen. Van Langen ball fake. Takes it in against Folkers. Shot no good. Rebound tipped by Brunsting. Controlled by Dakota State. Dakota State coming back the other way. Leading 17-10. Dakota State has the basketball. Dort College showing zone defense here. Elder passes Van Hollen. Van Hollen, McGreal. McGreal 17-footer right baseline. Good. McGreal averaging 16 points per game. He's got 6 already. And Dakota State has opened up a 19-10 lead. Van Langen looking for the backdoor cut for Henriksen. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Dakota State basketball. Bussard is in. Van Langen checks out. And McGreal will inbound the basketball. McGreal gets it in to Elder. Elder will walk it up with Dakota State leading 19-10. Pass left side. Mullenberg. Mullenberg to Folkers. Folkers fires it back out front. Elder. Elder right corner. Van Hollen. Van Hollen 15-footer baseline jumper. Good. Van Hollen with 5. Defenders down 11. 21-10. 21-10 our score. Not much energy on the Dort College bench right now. Bussard posting up. Now he pops out to the elbow. This is Henriksen. Henriksen will put up a long three, and he hit it. Alec Henriksen with a three-point bucket. Dort College needed a basket to stop the bleeding. And for the time being, they do so after an 11-point run. They cut it back to 8, 21-13. Van Hollen, Folkers. Folkers, three, left corner. He answers. Justin Folkers with 5 points, averaging 23.5 points per game. Defenders down 24-13. Cooper Ross misses the floater in the lane. No good. And now we have a official's timeout. An official's timeout. It appears Folkers got the wind knocked out of him. And he will struggle over to the sideline. And he'll try to get his breath over on the Dakota State bench. So Dakota State up 11 with a basketball. Elder passes right side Van Hollen. Back over to Elder. Elder gives left wing. New player, this is Anthony Costello. And a three-pointer for Dakota State. They take a 27-13 lead as McGreal knocks down that three-point basket. McGreal with the three. Here's Bussard. Bussard in the lane. His shot blocked. So Dort College digging themselves an early hole in this one, 27-13. Going to the free throw line will be Bussard. Bussard with a couple of buckets. He's got 4 points. So McGreal with 12 to lead Dakota State. First free throw on the way for Bussard. Bussard, a 60% free throw shooter, 3 of 5 this season. Beg your pardon, 6 of 10. Now 7 for 11. He's got another one coming. Dort College trailing 27-14. A second free throw on the way. This one's up and good. 27-15, the defenders trailing by a dozen. We approach the midpoint of the first half. McGreal to Carson Rents. Now Van Holland in the lane. His shot no good, and a tap-in of his own missed shot. And too many shots for Dakota State. And they've extended the lead to 14. Jansma in the lane. Back over to Franken. Garrett on the left elbow. Puts it up from 12. In and out. No good. And now foul called on the rebound. That's going to go against Bussard. So Zach whistled for his second personal foul. Josh Van Lingen will check into the game for the defenders. Zach Bussard will check out. Well, the defenders need some sort of spark. They trail 29-15. 29-15, Dakota State basketball. Bringing it up is Brady Elder. Elder picks up his dribble. Comes back to Van Hollen. Van Hollen guarded by Franken. Lob it down low. With the basketball is McGreal. McGreal, turnaround, no good. Rebound cleared by Van Lingen. Van Lingen to Barkema. Barkema into the front court. And Barkema is held on the play. And now we've got another player shaken up for Dakota State. That's Elder. And we have a timeout on the floor. This will be a media timeout. So a timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more in a moment. Dort College basketball after the media timeout. Pass goes left side, Van Lingen. Van Lingen, three off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Barkema. Barkema's pass intended for Jansma tipped out of bounds. Tonight's broadcast made possible by Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. Garrett Franken gets a two-point bucket for the defenders. Dort College trailing 29-17 for Frank, and he's got 5 points. Dort College needs a little run here. Can't be down double digits going into the second half, in my opinion. Van Hollen passes left side. They give it over to Costello. Dakota State squeezing out a couple of possessions, probably longer than they normally would. Van Hollen, Elder, with a two-point bucket. He's got 7 as he knocks down the pull-up jumper from the top of the key. Dakota State with a 14-point lead. Jansma answering with a pull-up of his own from 15 straight on. And Jesse Jansma with his first field goal. Dort College trails by a dozen, 31-19. Dakota State basketball, Elder. Elder hesitates at the top of the key. Passes into the corner, Van Hollen. Van Hollen misses the three. But the weak side rebound for Dakota State and Costello. Shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Franken. Franken ahead to Brunsting. Brunsting fires into the corner. Jansma, and Jansma, they say his heels were on the line when he caught the pass. So wave off the three-pointer that he just swished. And the turnover gives the basketball back to Dakota State. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dakota State. This will be a 30-second timeout as Coach Gary Garner saw something he did not like. So he calls for a timeout. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. Earlier tonight, the North College women's basketball team ended up winning handily over Dakota State. North College women are now off until next week when they face Northwestern 1 week from tomorrow night. Dakota State with 31 on the board already, 11 and a half into this contest. All 31 of those points coming from four players. Cody Muhlenberg has yet to score officially. Three-pointer off the mark, no good. That one by Carson Rentz putting up the three. Cooper Ross driving in, his shot no good. Ross hits the floor hard, got in a bad spot that time. Puts the shot up, and Dakota State has the basketball back. Folkers puts it up over the top of Van Langen. We have a foul call on the play. Foul call on the play. I believe Folkers will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Justin Folkers with 5 points so far, the 6'9 senior from Mission, South Dakota, averaging 23.5 points per game. He's 6'9, makes the first free throw. He's got another one coming as Dakota State trying to stretch it back to 14. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Folkers is a 73% free throw shooter, and he knocks them both down. 33-19, North College, down 14. Dakota State on defense. Franken passes left side, Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen on the left side, driving, puts up the reverse layup. It's contested. He gets it to go. Alec Henriksen with five. North College trails 33-21. 7:40 remaining. First half of basketball, Dakota State using an early run to pull away from a 10-10 tie to lead 21-10, and North College has been playing catch-up ever since. Down on the baseline, they kick it out to Muhlenberg. Muhlenberg back to Elder. Elder three, good. Brady Elder with another three. He's got 10. North College trails 36-21. Got to start defending on the perimeter. Shots have been too easy for Dakota State. Driving in is Alec Henriksen, and Henriksen is fouled on the play. Alec will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So North College, Coach Brian Van Haften wants a timeout. This will be a 30-second timeout. Back with more after this. This is North College basketball on KDCR. Yes, bro. Alec Henriksen shooting a pair of free throws with 7:10 remaining. First half of basketball, North College down 15. See if the defenders can get something going here into halftime. First free throw, no good by Henriksen. That's his first miss from the free throw line this season after 11 tries. Bussard is in. Van Langen is out. 36-21, defenders down 15. A second free throw on the way for the senior from Spirit Lake. It's up. Good. Henriksen makes one of two. He's got six. Defenders trail 36-22. Defenders showing full court pressure defense. Pass to McGreal. McGreal reverses it. They get it back in the hands of Elder. Elder with the basketball. Elder, a 5'10 sophomore from Pleasantville. That's Pleasantville, Iowa. Three-pointer up, and knocking that one down is Carson Rentz, a 6'1 freshman from Del Rapids, just up the road. And Dakota State has opened up a 39-22 advantage. Bussard backing his way in. His two-pointer is good. He's got eight. North College trailing 39-24. Well, that timeout not having the desired effect for the defenders so far. Hoping at some point the switch goes on, but right now they just look lethargic. With it on the right side is Muhlenberg. Muhlenberg, floater in the lane, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away, Jansma. Jansma feeds it ahead, Franken, into the corner, Henriksen. Henriksen, three, good. Alec Henriksen with 9 points. North College back to within a dozen, 39-27. 39-27. Dakota State basketball, Elder has it out front. Elder guarded by Henriksen, looks for a ball screen, waves it off now. passes it back into the corner. Muhlenberg. Muhlenberg up in the air, gives it away to McGreal. McGreal with the basketball. Five to shoot, and he's going to be called for traveling. Turnover gives the basketball back to Dort College. Well, Brady Elder, he averaged 19 points a game as a high school senior a couple of years ago for Pleasantville. And he has come out gunning here tonight. Couple of threes. He's got 10 points. Pass left side, Franken. Franken too strong. Weak side rebound. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. And Brunsting. It will be Dakota State basketball. Barkema will check into the game for the defenders. Checking out is Franken. Well, Dort College's 10 and 11 man rotation that they started the season with. You're now down to basically your 9-man rotation. Unless you're going to go a little deeper on the bench than you have up to this point. So far through the first half, Dort College has gone with 9 players. Pass down to McGreal. Dakota State has gone with 8, and really they're starting 5 do most of the damage. Zach Bussard on the help defense swipes it away. Thought he got it clean, but he did not, and he's going to be whistled for foul number 3. Sienna Stamness had it in the women's game where it just seemed like anything close, she was going to get called for a foul. She ended up with 4, but definitely took her out of her rhythm. Dakota State inbounding, left side of the lane. This is Elder triggering it in. So Elder tosses it in, gets it into Rentz. Outside Muhlenberg. Muhlenberg, open look at a 3, and he hit it. Muhlenberg with the 3, 42-27, Dort College, down 15. And we've got a foul called on the other end. That's going to go against Dakota State. Anthony Costello is going to be called for the personal foul. So Folkers has had an extended break here for Dakota State. And Gary Garner, his team with a double-digit lead, he's elected to let it ride. Pass goes into Barkema. Barkema, 2-point bucket, good. Chad Barkema with the 2-point basket. Dort College trailing 42-29, 4.5 left to go. Brady Elder with the basketball and promptly throws it away. Stepping on the sideline was Costello. Dort College will get it back with a chance to cut into the 13-point lead, 42-29. So a turnover gives the basketball back to the defenders. Barkema inbounds to Ross. Henriksen, Brunsting, and Van Langen on the floor for the defenders. 42-29 with a basketball. And now an offensive foul called on the defenders on a screen. Who's it on? Called it on Henriksen. I did not see that. Thought it might be an illegal screen, but Henriksen called for a foul on the perimeter. 4:09 remaining, first half. Dakota State with a 13-point lead. Pass underneath McGreal. McGreal's shot no good. Rebound taken away by Van Langen. Van Langen over to Cooper Ross. Ross into the front court. Van Langen trailing. Van Langen ball fake. And now we've got a charging foul called on Van Langen as he took it into the lane. Passed it into the corner. And Dakota State, Carson Rentz, set up and took the charge. That's foul number 2 on Van Langen. So Van Langen whistled for his second. McGreal guarded by Barkema. Dort College has had a chance to whittle into the 13-point lead. Unsuccessful thus far. Pass out front, Muhlenberg. And now foul called on Chandler Brunsting. Brunsting whistled for his first personal. It's team foul number 9 on the defenders already. And Dakota State will go to the free throw line with Muhlenberg shooting 2. Well, a frustrating start to this one. That has now spilled over close to halftime. Dort College a chance to cut into the lead after the missed front end of the 1-1 by Muhlenberg. And a foul called, a hold on Muhlenberg. That's foul number 1 on him. Team foul number 6 on Dakota State. Franken will check back in for the defenders. And I believe a warning has been issued to the Dakota State bench. Curious. That's all I'll say at this point. This has been an odd half. 3.5 left to go to halftime. Jansma with it, and we've got a blocking foul called on Mullenberg, and Mullenberg has just picked up his second foul on this possession. And Dort College now with a chance to cut into the lead with a 1-1 opportunity by Jesse Jansma. So Jansma with a couple of free throws. So Jesse Jansma to the free throw line. Jansma is a 83% free throw shooter. Hasn't shot a lot of them so far this season. 5 for 6. Now 6 for 7. He earns the bonus. He's got 3 points. Dort College down 42-30. Second free throw is up and good. Jesse Jansma with 4. Defenders trail 42-31. Dakota State basketball, Elder. Elder up the floor for the Trojans. He hands it off to Van Holland. Van Holland, a freshman from Sioux Falls, gives it back outside. Rents. Now Van Holland. Swing pass over the top. Costello. Costello trying to cross over Van Lingen. Instead kicks it back out to Van Holland. 7 to shoot. Comes back right side. 3 on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound cleared by Franken. Ahead to Brunsting. Brunsting to Van Lingen. And Dort College in transition turns it over. Dort College got the ball to Van Lingen, and probably not the player you want handling the ball 30 feet from the hoop. Dort College turns it over. Dakota State has it back. Leading by 11 are the Trojans. Out front is Rents. Into the corner, 3. Costello, nope, just a 2. Anthony Costello with a 2-point bucket. Dort College trails 44-31. Van Lingen, hook shot in lane. And a foul on the play called on Costello, the 6'6 freshman from Waukee. He's whistled for foul number 2. And Van Lingen will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot a 1-1. Well, this is going to be a shooting foul, beg your pardon. So 2 free throws on the way for Van Lingen. Van Lingen, a 73% free throw shooter. First free throw up and good. He's got another one on the way. Dakota State. Costello will check out of the ball game. Checking in is Mullenberg. Second free throw is up and good by Van Lingen. So Van Lingen makes them both. Henriksen is in. Van Lingen checks out for Van Lingen. Those are his first 2 points. 7 different players for the defenders have scored. 2:27 left to go in the half. Defenders down by 11, 44-33. Dakota State basketball. Van Holland looking down low. They give it up. Kick out pass back to Van Holland after the pass. Down to the block. And we've got a hold called on McGreal. McGreal whistled for the hold on the rebound. And Josh McGreal called for his first personal. And free throws on the way for Chad Barkema. Chad Barkema will shoot a 1-1. See, he was fouled on the rebound. Next foul by both teams will send the other into the double bonus. Barkema's free throw, good. He's got another one coming. Barkema with 3 points. Defenders back to within 10. 44-34. 2:12 remaining in the half. Another free throw on the way for the junior from Sioux Falls. It's up and good. Barkema with 4. Defenders trail 44-35. 2:08 remaining. First half of play, they give it left side, Rents, underneath McGreal, and Barkema gets called for a foul. Free throw on the way by McGreal is good. So McGreal makes the first one. And McGreal with a second free throw. This one's up, and he misses that one. 45-35. Dakota State with a 10-point lead, 1:50 remaining, first half. Pass goes to Franken. Franken with it at the top of the key. Franken puts it on the deck, takes it hard to the glass, and loses it on the way up. I believe it was tipped out of bounds by Dakota State, and it will be off of the Trojans. It'll be Dort College basketball. Throwing it in will be Chad Barkema on the sideline. Free throw line extended. Comes over to Jansma. Jansma hesitates into the corner. Henriksen. Henriksen three. Missed it. No good. Rebound cleared by Dakota State. Trojans will bring it up. This is Elder. Elder will walk it up the floor. Elder working against Brunsting. Pass goes left side. Feed it underneath McGreal. McGreal guarded by Barkema. Lost it. It's taken away by Franken. Ahead to Brunsting. Brunsting, one player to beat. Lays it up. Shot no good. Gets his own rebound. Taken away by Franken. And Franken with a putback. Garrett Franken following the play gets the two-point basket to go. He's got seven. Dort College trails 45-37, under a minute to go, first half. Elder with the basketball, stolen away by Franken. Franken on the breakaway, slams it home. Garrett Franken with a steal and the slam dunk. Dort College back to within six, 45-39. 15-second difference, shot clock and game clock. Dakota State basketball. Driving in, and what do we have? We have a hand. We've got a blocking foul called on Henriksen. Alec Henriksen called for the personal foul, and that's number three on Henriksen. And to the free throw line will be Mullenberg, who is 0 for 1 today. So a couple of free throws here for Mullenberg. This one's up. Good. 67% free throw shooter. He's 1 for 2 tonight. So Dort back to within 6 moments ago. Now it's back to 7. Second free throw on the way for the sophomore from Mount Vernon, South Dakota, and he missed it. 46-39, Dort College down 7. Jansma with the basketball. 2 second difference, shot clock and game clock. Jansma with it out front. Jesse guarded by Mullenberg. Jansma with a left hand. Gets it over to Barkema. 10 to shoot. Back over to Jesse. Straight on three. Missed it. No good. Saved in by Brunsting. Controlled by Dakota State. Taken back by Franken. And a foul called on the play against Garrett Franken. So Garrett Franken whistled for the personal foul. Foul number one on Franken. And Elder will go to the free throw line and he will shoot two. First free throw by Elder, no good. 4.7 seconds remaining. Another free throw on the way. Be good to get to halftime here. Elder's second free throw is good, so Elder makes one of two. Dort College back the other way. Cooper Ross, three, good at the buzzer, and that's how we go to the locker room. Our score, good grief. Dort College gets a three from Cooper Ross, about 23 feet out on the right wing as the buzzer sounds. And the Dort College defenders cut what was a 17-point lead down to 5 at halftime. 47-42, Dakota State with a 5-point advantage. Timeout, we've reached halftime. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. The Dort College defenders trailing Dakota State by 5 at halftime, and for a good portion of the first half, I did not think it was going to be this close at halftime. Dort College trailed by as many as 17 at 39-22. That was shortly after they used a timeout with 7:10 remaining in the first half. Dort College proceeded to outscore Dakota State from down 39-22 to halftime, 20-8, to cut that 17-point lead down to 5, 47-42. Cooper Ross hit a three at the end of the first half to cut the lead from 8 back to 5. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with a rundown of all the numbers from the first half of play right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. Dort College trailing Dakota State at halftime, 47-42. The defenders 14 of 29 from the floor, 48%. 5 for 12 on threes, 41.7%. Free throws 9 of 10 for 90%. For Dakota State, 17 of 31 from the floor, 55%. 8 of 13 on threes, 62%. 5 for 9 on free throws, 56%. Dort College has an 18-13 rebounding advantage. Turnovers, Dort College 9, Dakota State with 5. Dort College led by Alec Henriksen and Garrett Franken with 9 points apiece. Dakota State topped by Josh McGreels, 13 points. We'll be back with a rundown of all the individual numbers from the DSU Memorial Fieldhouse right after this. Here are your numbers for the first half of play. Individually, Garrett Franken and Alec Henriksen have 9 points apiece. Henriksen 2 for 3 from the 3-point line. Franken 4 for 8 from the floor. 4 points each for Jesse Jansma and Chad Barkema. 6 points for Cooper Ross on a pair of threes. Zach Bussard with 6 points. He's also been saddled with 3 fouls, as has Alec Henriksen. 2 points each for Chandler Brunsting and Josh Van Lingen. For Dakota State, Josh McGreal with 13 points, 5 for 8 from the floor. 11 points for Brady Elder, 7 for Justin Fulkers, 7 for Brady Van Hollen, 4 for Cody Mullenberg, 3 for Carson Rents, and 2 for Anthony Costello, for their total of 47 points. 4 rebounds for Cody Mullenberg leads the way for Dakota State. Garrett Franken, 6 rebounds, paces Dort College. Zach Bussard with 3. Chad Barkema has 4. Justin Fulkers played 10 minutes in the first half. He never came back after he got the wind knocked out of him about midway through the first half. And we will see if he comes back in. He's 2 for 4 from the floor. Dort College trailing 47-42 at halftime. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with more at half right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center. GPAC scores from today. Women's play. Morningside over Doan, 89-46. Concordia over the College of St. Mary, 88-55. Dakota Wesleyan over Jamestown in women's play, 62-40. Briar Cliff down Mount Marty, 81-58. The defender women's basketball team victorious tonight over Dakota State. Non-conference play, 89-62. 32 points for Erica Feenstra, a new career high and the highest point total for a Dort College defender women's basketball player since at least 2001. Other GPAC men's basketball involved in play tonight. These are partials. Doan and Morningside tied 22-22 in the first half. Dakota Wesleyan leads Jamestown at the Corn Palace 32-28. And Briarcliff and Mount Marty. Briarcliff leads at 35-26 as time winds down in the first half of that one. Non-conference play. Women's basketball. Northwestern beat Waldorf 86-58 in non-conference women's play tonight. Take one more break, and we'll be back with the second half of action from the DSU Memorial Fieldhouse right after this. Dort College with the basketball as we start the second half of play. Backdoor cut for Van Lingen. Van Lingen free. He gets the bucket. He's got 4, and the defenders back to within 3, 47-44. So after a slow start, first 13 minutes were pretty rough. They get it underneath the Folkers. Folkers muscles it up, and Brunstein gets called for the foul. So a two-point basket for Folkers. He's got 9 points. He'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. And just like that, it's back to a five-point lead, potentially a six-point lead with Folkers shooting the free throw. Free throw is up and good. And he makes it 50-44 with a made free throw. He's got 10 points. Just about halfway to his average of 23. Pass inside to Van Langen. Van Langen, nothing there. Folkers matches up with him. Pass goes over to Jansma. His shot no good. Rebound poked out of bounds by Brunstein. It will be Dakota State basketball. So Dakota State with a basketball. Trojans leading by 6. Dort College has not led since it was 7-5. That was their only lead of the first half. Dakota State used an 11-point lead to pull away from a 10-10 tie and then controlled much of the rest of the first half. Shot by McGreal, no good. McGreal gets it to go on the reverse. So McGreal with 15, and Dort College trails by 8 after getting it down to 3. Van Langen in the lane, and Josh Van Langen with a 2-point bucket. He's got 6. Dort College trails 52-44. 46, that is. 52-46, Elder passes left side Mullenberg. Mullenberg, McGreal. McGreal gets it to Elder, and Elder's pass is deflected out. Last touch by Dakota State. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort gets it back on the turnover with 18:35 remaining. Dort College has been as close as 3. That was to start the second half, when they got a bucket on their first possession. Now Dakota State reestablishing an 8-point lead moments ago, and now it is 6. Three-pointer by the defenders and Josh Van Langen. Van Langen knocks down the triple. He's got 9, and the defenders back to within 3, 52-49. Van Langen with all 7 points for the defenders here in the second half. Out front is Elder. Elder, jump stop, kicks it into the corner. Mullenberg, guarded there by Jansma. Underneath, McGreal. McGreal, reverse layup, no good. Rebound cleared by Franken. Ahead of the pack, intended for Brunstein. It's taken back by Van Hollen. Van Hollen picks off the diagonal pass, and now taking it away is Jansma. Jansma, one player to beat, lays it up, and they're going to call a charging foul on Jansma. And Jansma, they're going to ask for help if it was inside the charge circle. And I'm guessing that official didn't see it.
You're asking about the charge circle.
...52-49, 17:43 remaining. Dakota State bringing it up is Brody Elder. Elder passes left side, Van Hollen. Lob pass goes down low. Comes back out front. Van Hollen shot no good. Rebound cleared by Franken. Franken with the basketball. That's Garrett Franken. Bodies on the floor. No call made. And Garrett Franken gets called for a charge. Wow. Yeah, I don't know. Garrett Franken gets called for a charge about 20 feet from the hoop. Defensive player went down like he got shot. And now Dakota State has it back with an opportunity to build on the three-point lead. And digging down is Brunstein, and Brunstein's going to be called for the foul. That's going to be foul number 4 already on the defenders. 2:51 into this second half. Busser checks in. Van Langen checks out. And this is where you've got to show some moxie. Battle through. Things are not going your way. You're still only down 3, though. That foul called on Brunstein was his 3rd. And team foul number 4. Pass underneath Van Hollen. Van Hollen got free for the 2-point basket. He's got 9. Barkema passes out front, Franken. Franken, Bussard. Bussard back in against Folkers. And Folkers is fouled on the play, commits the foul on the play. And Bussard will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two free throws. So two free throws on the way for Buss. He is 2 for 2 tonight from the free throw line, 8 of 12. So free throws on the way for Bussard. First one hangs on the rim, won't fall through. 54-49. Dakota State with that 5-point lead. Well, this has not been a pleasant experience, to say the least. Not the kind of night you want to be sitting up in the stands either. That's just an aside. Second free throw by Bussard. No good. Rebound to Jansma. Jansma tries to save it. He does, but it's right to a Dakota State player. And here come the Trojans with it on the left side. They pass it. Folkers turn around on the baseline. Good. Justin Folkers with the two-point bucket. He's got 12. 56-49. It's a seven-point ball game. Pass left side. Jansma, three. Good. Jesse Jansma knocks down a three. He's got seven. Let's see if Jesse can get going. North College down four after Jansma knocks down the three from deep on the left wing. Elder with a basketball out front, guarded there by Jansma. He passes left side. Comes back over to Folkers. Folkers picks up his dribble. Now Elder. Elder on the right wing. Elder to the free throw line. Lost it. Picks it back up after it's deflected out of his hands, and he gets the shot to go. Brady Elder with 13 points. Dort College trails 58-52. Underneath it goes Bussard, working against Folkers. Bussard, shot no good. Rebound tapped out. It's down on the floor, and this will be a jump ball alternating possession. It will be Dakota State basketball. Dakota State with a basketball on the alternating possession. 6-point lead for the Trojans with a basketball. This one's been hard work tonight. Elder with a basketball. Elder pounding it out front, working against Jansma. Passes left side to Van Holland. Van Holland, lob pass to Folkers. Folkers, baseline jumper. Again, that turnaround, that 6'9 frame stretches out. He's got 14, and the defenders trail by 8, 60-52. Cooper Ross with it out front. Ross passes to Barkema. Barkema to Jansma. Jansma gives it up. Henriksen. Henriksen back to Jansma. We've got a hold called. I believe that's going to go on Van Holland. Van Holland whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on him. Team foul number two on Dakota State here in this half. Jansma to throw it in. The defenders have been as close as three on a couple different occasions. Barkema will check out of the ballgame. Jansma gets it in Henriksen. Henriksen left corner. Comes back out front. Cooper Ross. Cooper Ross back over to Jansma. Jansma, Van Langen. Van Langen draws the foul. Shot no good, but Josh will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two free throws. He has 7 of Dort College's 10 points here in the second half. For the evening, Van Langen has 9. He's shooting two free throws. Defenders trail by 8, 60-52. First free throw is up and through. Another one on the way for Van Langen. 3 for 3. Now 4 for 4 from the free throw line. And the defenders trail 60-54. McGreal gives it to Elder. Elder will bring it up. Elder passes right side. Gets the return pass out front. And what do we have? A travel called on Brady Elder. Turnover gives the basketball back to the defenders. Sidort gets it back, trailing by 6, 60-54. 14:29 left in regulation. Cooper Ross with it out front. Passes over to Franken. Franken to Jansma. Jansma, Henriksen. Henriksen, right side, Van Langen. Van Langen, three ball, got it. Josh Van Langen with the three-point bucket. Dort College back to within 3, 60-57. Van Langen with 14. He's got 12 here in the second half. Pass, high post. They kick it out back to Elder. Elder, baseline jumper. And that's another one for Folkers. Folkers with 16. Defenders trail 62-57. They give it up to Franken on the lay-in. Franken breaking baseline. Jansma on the backdoor cut gave it to him. It's 62-59. Three-pointer on the other end. No good. Long rebound. Tracked down by Franken. Does not have the numbers. Franken gives it up. Ross. Ross for the tie. Blocked. It's taken back by Mullenberg. Mullenberg blocks Ross's shot from the perimeter. Now they get it underneath McGreal. McGreal, bucket good. McGreal underneath took it up against Van Langen. Van Langen challenged it. Comes back over to Henriksen. Henriksen to Ross. Cooper Ross in between the circles out front. Ross, 13 minutes remaining in regulation. Pass right side, Jansma. Jansma to Van Langen, and Van Langen gets blocked on the play. Van Langen with the left-handed shot. It was blocked by Folkers off of the backboard, and Dakota State has the ball leading by five. With it on the right side, Mullenberg. Dort College in a zone. They pass it to Elder. Elder, Folkers. Folkers, 17-footer, missed it, no good. Rebound Ross. Dort College has not been able to get out and run much here this evening. Henriksen left corner. Wang is left corner three. No good. Rebound out to the right wing. And Dakota State will walk it up, leading by five. 12-20 remaining. We have not had many stoppages in play since those early foul calls. Mullenberg with it on the right side. Back to Folkers. Folkers guarded there by Van Langen. Eight to shoot. Elder. Elder puts it up, blocked by Van Langen. Take it away by Ross. Cooper into the front court. Stops. Free throw line. Jumper off the mark. No good. Rebound taken away by Dakota State. Dakota State across the timeline. This is Van Holland. Van Holland, left side, Elder. Dort College with three players waiting at the scores table, and we have a foul on the play. Is that going to go on Folkers? Or did he step on the end line? Must have been an end line violation. Dort College with the basketball. Bringing it up will be Brunsting. Brunsting, Henriksen, Barkema, Bussard, and Franken on the floor right now. Brunsting passes right side, Barkema. Barkema with the basketball back to Franken. Franken's going to be called for traveling. Garrett Franken whistled for the travel. Turnover gives the basketball back to Dakota State. They'll inbound in front of the Dort College bench. Dakota State with the basketball, leading by five. Van Holland passes right side, Mullenberg. Kick out pass, three, Rents, good. Carson Rents with a three. He's got six. And the defenders trail by eight, 67-59. Henriksen to Bussard. Bussard fouled on the play. And we'll wait and see who it goes against. Is it going to be on Rents or will it be on Folkers? It goes on Rents. And for Carson Rents, the freshman from Del Rapids, that is his first foul. Bussard will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. He is 2 for 4 from the charity stripe this evening. First free throw is up and good for Bussard. Bussard with 9. He had 8 at halftime. Been mostly Josh Van Langen on offense here in the second half for the defenders. They've closed it within 3 on a couple different occasions. Bussard makes both free throws. Defenders trail 67-61. Dakota State basketball, Brady Van Holland across half court. He's playing point right now for Elder, who's on the bench. Folker off the dribble. And Justin Folkers with a two-point bucket. He's got 11 in the second half. 18 for the ball game. Bussard working on Folkers. Bussard, hook shot, no good. Rebound deflected, picked up by Barkema. Kick out, Brunsting, three ball, no. Halfway down, pops back out. Barkema back over to Brunsting. Brunsting, Franken, Franken, three, good. Garrett Franken with the three-point basket, and we have a foul called on the rebound. Who's it going to be on is my question. The basket is good, So Franken gets credit for that. And we had a foul on the play called on Dakota State, and I believe that's going to go against Josh McGreal. So Dort College will be inbounding the basketball after the timeout. Dort College backed over then 69-64. And Dort College called that timeout. So Dort will have it out of bounds when we resume play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. That is foul number three on McGreal. Tonight's broadcast made possible by Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort Athletics. So Franken will inbound the basketball now for the defenders after McGreal got called for that foul on the rebound. And Dort College fighting from behind. They're down by five now. They've been as close as three here in the second half. So Dort with the basketball. They get it into Bussard. Bussard, Jansma. Jansma over that on the wing. Back to Franken. Franken, three-pointer, top of the key. Good. Garrett Franken with a three-point basket. Franken now with 17. And the defenders are within two, 69-67. 10-12 remaining. With the basketball out front, this is Rents. Ball taken away by Barkema as it's deflected. Barkema ahead to Bussard. Bussard off of the glass for the tie. Missed it. No good. So wide open. Couldn't finish it off. And here comes Dakota State past the midpoint of the first of the second half now. Elder waiting at the scorer's table. He'll check in at the next whistle. Pass goes to McGreal. McGreal guarded there by Franken. Kick out pass, Van Hollen, now to McGreal. McGreal against Franken. Franken goes straight up, vertical contest, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Jansma. Jansma with the basketball on the right side. Jesse thought about the three, instead goes to Franken. Now finds Jansma, right wing. Back to Bussard. Bussard to Jansma. Jansma hesitates, through the lane, layup good. Jansma with nine. We're tied 69 all. 9:13 remaining in this contest. And Dakota State will take it across half court, and they will use a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Dakota State burns a timeout, taking it across midcourt. We're deadlocked. 9:09 remaining. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Looking up Justin Folker's numbers for Dakota State. He has scored over 1,000 career points for the Trojans, has steadily gotten better as his career has gone. His numbers have improved from 4 points a game as a freshman to 10.5 as a sophomore, 15.7 points per game last year. Ball deflected, taken away by Barkema, 2-on-1 break. And a charging foul called on Barkema. Barkema trying to sidestep the defensive player gets whistled for a charge. And with a 2-on-1 break, Dort College fails to capitalize. 9 minutes remaining. Elder passes back over to McGreal. McGreal, and we're going to have a push called on Jansma. Jansma whistled for the personal. That's foul number one on him. Team foul number six on Dakota State. On Dort College. Dakota State will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Elder. Elder passes over the top to Folkers. Comes back over to Van Hollen. Van Hollen working on Jansma. Puts it up, shot no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Barkema. Back over to Brunsting. Brunsting has Franken. Franken gathers himself, shot no good. There for the rebound and the putback. Van Langen, shot no good. Van Langen puts it up and he is finally fouled. Langer keeps working the offensive glass and he'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. 8:34 remaining. Dort College and Dakota State tied up 69-69. Sylvan Langen will shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Both teams are going to be in the bonus from here on out as well. First free throw, no good. Checking out of the game will be McGreal. That was foul number four on McGreal. Another free throw on the way for Van Langen. That's Van Langen's first miss in five attempts. Now he makes that one, and Dort College has their first lead since it was 7-5. It was a short-lived lead, and Dakota State came right back and knocked down a three to retake the lead at 8-7, and Dort trailed by double digits much of the second half. Shot, no good by Dakota State's Anthony Costello. Right side, Franken, 17-footer, it's no good. Rebound taken down by Brunsting. Brunsting, Van Langen. Van Langen. And Dort College will inbound the basketball on the sideline. Arkema will throw it in. And I'm not sure if the shot clock didn't get reset immediately, and that's why they whistled for a dead ball. 70-69, Dort College leading by a point. Defenders of the basketball, Brunsting. Brunsting out front, goes high post. Franken. Franken back to Jansma. Jansma drives in, puts it up, and he draws a foul. He'll go to the free throw line. I believe it's going to go on Rents, but I'll wait and see. Nope, guessed wrong, and that has been common this evening. That foul goes on Cody Mullenberg. That's number three on him. Jansma will go to the free throw line. He will shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. 8 minutes remaining. Free throw by Jansma. Good. He's got another one on the way. Jansma with four in the first half, six here in the second half, averaging 13.7 points per game since returning from injury. Second free throw is up and good as well for Jansma. He's 4-for-4. Dort College leads 73-69. Defenders on, I believe, a 12-0 run. Right side pass, Mullenberg. Mullenberg at the free throw line, and we've got a travel called on Mullenberg, and time for Dakota State now. See if they can regroup. Dort College right now with Van Langen, Franken, Jansma, Brunsting, and Barkema on the floor. They give it up front to Jansma, trying for the mismatch, guarded by Rents. Underneath it goes Franken. Franken lay in, good. Garrett Franken with a two-point bucket. He's got 10 points in the second half, 19 for the ballgame. Dort College leads 75-69. A 14-point run. On the left side, swing pass, Mullenberg. Mullenberg, they give it underneath Folkers, and Folkers dunks it home. Justin Folkers with another two. He's got 13 in the second half. Barkema misses on the baseline jumper, and now Jesse Jansma is going to be called for a foul in the backcourt. That's number two on him. So we're back to a four-point game, 74-71. 74-71, Dort College leading by three. And free throws on the way for Van Holland. Van Holland, this will be his second free throw shot this season. He's 0-for-1. And make it 0-for-2. Misses the front end of the 1-and-1. Dort College leads 74-71, 7 minutes remaining. Jansma with the basketball directing traffic. Gets it to Van Langen. Van Langen to Jansma. Jansma up strong, can't finish, but he's fouled on the play, and they are isolating Jesse and just giving him room to create. Right now, his defender can't stop him off the dribble. Jesse Jansma will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Jansma with 7 points in the second half, 11 for the ball game, and his first free throw, he left it short. Jansma now 4-for-5 from the free throw line. He's got another one on the way, trying to extend it back to a 4-point ball game. 74-71, defenders by three. It's been a long uphill climb for the defenders here tonight. Second free throw is up and good for Jansma. So Jansma 3-for-4 in the second half. 12 points for the ball game, and it's 75-71. 75-71, Elder passes over to Van Hollen. Van Hollen gives it up in the corner. That is Rents. Back to Van Hollen. Van Hollen with the basketball. Left side, Folkers. Folkers into the corner of Van Hollen. He's not looking to shoot. Now he'll pull the trigger for three, and an unlikely three from Van Hollen. Van Hollen with 12, and it's back to a one-point game, 74-75-74. Zach Bussard underneath, can't finish, got the head fake to get open, but couldn't finish, and the North College defenders trail, lead 75-74. Still a long ways to go in this one, 6:10 remaining. Elder with the basketball, guarded by Henriksen. And we have a moving screen, I believe. Or is it going to go on Busser trying to fight over the top of the screen? That's going to go on Buss. And for Zach, that is his fourth. Free throws now for Rents. Rents will shoot a 1-1. So Bussard was trying to fight over the top of the screen. Gets called for the foul. That's foul number 4 on him. So 1-1 opportunity here for Rents, who is 9-for-10 entering play this evening. 6:01 left to play in this contest. First free throw by Rents. Not a lot of arch on it, but it finds the bottom of the hoop. We're tied at 75 all. 75-75. Dort College moments ago had a 5-point lead. Dakota State has answered by tying it at 75 and regaining the lead at 76. 75. Timeout on the floor. This will be a full-length timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Today's broadcast made possible by Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more from Madison right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Dort College tonight, different players have taken turns shouldering the load here this evening. Garrett Franken is 19 for the ballgame. Josh Van Langen has also come up here in the second half with 13 of his 15 points. Dort College with the basketball after the timeout, trailing by one, 76-75. Jansma with it, 5:50 remaining. Barkema on the wing. Comes back to Jesse. Jesse gets around his man, lays it up with the right hand. Scoop shot, no good. Rebound cleared by Dakota State. Van Hollen with the basketball. He shovels it outside Rents. Rents, three, no good. Rebound tipped out, controlled by Dakota State. Left side pass. Dakota State. They get it back out front for Elder. Elder with it in between the circles. Elder passes to Van Hollen. Van Hollen back to Elder. Elder guarded by Henriksen. 17-footer in and out. No good. Rebound taken away by Henriksen. Henriksen up the floor over to Franken. Franken at the top of the key. Goes left side to Jansma. Jansma Bussard. Bussard wheels into the lane. Puts it up strong off of the glass. Good. Zach Bussard with 12. Dort College back in front, 77-76. 5 minutes remaining. 5 minutes left in regulation. Top of the key. Nothing there. Back over to Muhlenberg. Muhlenberg gives it up. Elder. Elder guarded by Barkema. They go underneath. Left-handed hook. No good. And stepping on the end line, trying to save it in after that hook shot attempt by McGreal. Dort College will get it back. Dakota State steps on the end line, trying to gather in the offensive rebound. And now Jansma will bring it up. 4:40 left to play. Jesse Jansma with the basketball. In between the circles. Right side, Henriksen. Henriksen to Franken. We've got a hold called on the play against Dakota State. That's going to go against Carson Rents, I believe. Rents whistled for the personal. That's number 2 on him. Justin Folkers will check in. And checking out for Dakota State is Rents. And Dakota State will go with their starting five at this point. And I'd be shocked if they went outside that starting five unless they have to deal with some foul trouble. Jansma, first free throw, good. in a double overtime game with Northwestern a couple of weeks ago, Dakota State played seven players, two off the bench, obviously. Tonight they've gone one deeper than that. They have a third player coming off of the bench. Jansma makes both free throws. Defenders lead 79-76, 4:24 and counting. Elder has the basketball. Elder working against Barkema. Elder calling for, gets it left side, and now we've got a foul called on the fight for position. That's going to go on Busser, and that might be it for Zach. Zach has just fouled out with 4:15 remaining. So Bussard will check out with 12 points. And he will foul out with 4:15 remaining in this ballgame. And free throws on the way for Folkers, 1-1, and he missed it. A normally reliable free throw shooter. He was 3 for 3, but he misses the front end of the 1-1. Dort College with a chance to build on the 3-point lead. Head fake for Jansma. Drop it off to Van Lingen. Basket, good. Josh Van Lingen with a 2-point bucket. 81-76, Dort College matching their biggest lead. Now you want a defensive stop under 4 minutes remaining. Dakota State basketball. Van Holland over to Folkers. And it's taken away by Barkema. Barkema racing the other way. Throws it down. Chad Barkema, I thought he took off too far from the rim. He rises up. He throws it down. Dort College leads by 7, 83-76. 3:30 remaining. And Dort College has taken a 7-point lead. Chad Barkema, I thought he had taken off too far from the hoop, but he was able to glide in and throw it home. And now a timeout on the floor, charged to Dakota State. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. Back with more right after this. 83-76, Dort College with a 7-point lead. Dakota State with a basketball. Van Holland, they feed it to McGreal. McGreal guarded by Franken, puts it up, and McGreal gets the shot to go. McGreal with 19, it's 83-78. Dort College by 5. With a basketball, Barkema. Still a lot of work to do in this one. They feed it off Franken. Franken fadeaway in the lane, in and out, no good. He was bothered by the Folkers on the shot. And now Dakota State with an opportunity to cut into the 5-point lead, 83-78. Left side pass with the basketball, Elder. Elder on the wing. Elder gets the return pass, working against Barkema. Comes back out front to Van Holland. Van Holland drives in, off-balance shot, no good. Rebound Van Lingen. Van Lingen gets it ahead to Jansma. Jansma left side to Barkema, pinned underneath the basket. He throws it back towards Jansma. Van Holland knocks it down. It ends up bouncing on the baseline, out of bounds. Dakota State turns, unable to come away with it. Jansma to throw it in. Jansma looking, and it's thrown away. Dort College throws it away untouched. Henriksen broke to the wing. The pass led him too far. It goes out of bounds untouched, and Dakota State will inbound on the end line. 2:26 remaining. Into the front court with the basketball is Elder, the sophomore point guard for Dakota State. Looking for Van Holland. Now a ball screen. Now they give it to Folkers out front. Folkers passes right side Muhlenberg. Muhlenberg crossover. Working on Henriksen. Three-pointer by Elder. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Franken. 2 minutes remaining. Off your Dakota State, you'd love to get the ball in the hands of your leading scorer, Folkers, but they don't on that possession. That'll drive you crazy if you're a Dakota State faithful. Folkers has been almost unstoppable when he's gotten the ball, but that possession, he never got it in a place where he could do anything with it, and now Dakota State trailing by 5. Dort College calls a timeout with 1:57 remaining. Back with more after this. 83-78, Dort College leading by 5. Dakota State on defense. Dort College with the basketball. Jansma to toss it in. Well, this one, Dort College, still some work to do. You score on this possession, though, you definitely help yourself. Out front with the basketball. Brunsting gives it up. Barkema looking for the cutter. Gives it to Franken, and somebody got held on the play. Who's going to shoot free throws? Is it going to be Chandler or is it going to be Jesse? It's going to be Jesse. Jesse Jansma will shoot two free throws. Free throw by Jesse, up and good. Another one on the way. He can extend it to a 7-point lead here. That would be big, a 3-possession ball game. Second free throw for Jansma is up and good. So Dort College up by 7. Dakota State with the basketball, trying to chip away at the lead. 1:35 and counting. Ball deflected, picked up by Jansma. Now you're starting to see some of the youth for Dakota State. Jansma gets it back over to Brunsting. Brunsting in between the circles. Chandler with the basketball. Dort College up 7, 85-78. They give it back over to Jansma. He's working against Muhlenberg. Jansma with his heels at the half-court line, puts it on the deck, slips and falls as he tries to take it hard of the lane. Coming away with it, Dakota State. Quickly up the floor, Van Holland. Van Holland down to the baseline, cutoff. 20 seconds on the shot clock, 55 on the game clock. Defenders up by 7. Out front, Elder. Now they give it back to Van Holland. Van Holland, Folkers. Folkers, tough three, shot no good. Rebound, McGreal. McGreal, layup, good, and he's fouled. That is not what you want if you're Dort College. If you're going to commit a foul, make sure that they don't get the shot up. Instead, Josh McGreal will now go to the free throw line where he will try to score his 22nd point and will try to get Dort College, will try to reel Dort College back to within 4. That foul is charged to Chad Barkema, and that is number 3 on him. So Dort College, moments ago, had a 7-point lead at 85-78. Now it's 85-80 with 43 seconds remaining with a free throw on the way. And they make the free throw. And now Dakota State has cut the lead down to 4. I've been saying it for a while now. Work to do for the defenders. Leading by 4. They're going to have to make some free throws. They're going to have to take care of the basketball before this one is all said and done. Tonight's broadcast made possible by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. So the defenders, moments ago, up by 7, and you're feeling pretty good about things. And how quickly that can turn as Dakota State has now cut it down to 4. Dort College is inbounding, and this is where you really get nervous if you're a coach or observer. You got the length of the floor in front of you. Dakota State, I'm not sure if you play the foul game already. You probably go for the steal. See what Coach Gary Garner decides to do here. Possession arrow points to Dort College. Both teams are in the double bonus. They get the ball inbounded to Chandler Brunsting in the backcourt. Chandler with the basketball. Chandler up the floor. They let him go. They get it back over to Jansma. They're not going to foul him. They're not going to foul Henriksen. Got to make a decision here. And Henriksen is fouled on the play. Justin Folkers finally comes out to commit the foul. And Alec Henriksen with an opportunity to go to the free throw line and extend the Dort College 4-point lead up to 5 or 6. Well, for Dakota State, their most consistent 3-point shooter, I would think, is Elder. This is not a major component of their game, though. They love those mid-range jumpers. First free throw is up and good for Henriksen. Henriksen with double digits. He had 9 in the first half. That's his first point of the second half. Don't actually remember him taking many shots or having many open looks in the second half. Henriksen's second free throw is good. He's got 11. And the defenders lead 87-81, 29 seconds remaining. Elder quickly up the floor, and Dakota State will call the timeout. Timeout on the floor, 26 seconds remaining. Well, after what I saw last Wednesday night, I'm not going to say there's no time, but I will say this. It will be difficult for Dakota State. They trail by a couple of possessions with 26 seconds left. They're going to have to score quickly, and then they're going to need some help either on turnovers or missed free throws. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. It'll be Dakota State basketball when we resume play in front of the scorer's bench, just on Dakota State's half of the floor. Today's broadcast made possible by Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. Defenders trailed in this contest by as many as 17. That was at 39-32, and things were not looking good. Dort College, though, able to get back to within 5 at 47-42 as Cooper Ross knocked down the 3 as the buzzer sounded at halftime. Dort College took their first lead at 70-69, first lead of the second half at 70-69. They have led by as many as 7. Most recently at 83-76, Dakota State basketball after the timeout, 25 seconds remaining, and now a kick called on Chandler Brunsting. And Dakota State will have it back on the baseline. So Dakota State inbounding with 23.8 seconds remaining. They can inbounds. They get it into Folkers. Folkers to Van Holland, 20 seconds remaining. Van Holland, double clutch, 3, missed it, no good. Folkers has it bounce off of his foot. Barkema gets it in the front court, 10 seconds remaining. And now a foul called in the back court. And Brady Van Holland whistled for the foul. Chad Barkema will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot 2. He's got 6 points, including a steal and dunk that gave Dort College the momentum late in this ball game, and that shifted the momentum in this one as it went from a 3- and 4-point game up to 5 and 6 with that steal and lay and dunk. And now Barkema adds a free throw, and the defenders are going to escape Madison, South Dakota with a win here this evening. Just a matter of what the final score is. Barkema makes both free throws. He's got 8. Defenders lead 89-81. With 9 seconds remaining, now you simply don't commit fouls. Elder, up the floor. His three-pointer, no good. McGreal, baseline jumper. His turnaround is good. McGreal gets it to go, but it doesn't affect the outcome. Dort College wins by a final score of 89-83. Dort College is now 6-2. Heading into Thanksgiving, Dakota State falls to 2-5. Let's take a break. Stay tuned. The Wireless World post-game wrap is up next. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. This is the Wireless World post-game wrap. The Dort College defenders victorious 89-83. The defenders improved to 6-2 this season with a victory here this evening at Madison, South Dakota. And Coach Brian Van Haften has made his way up, and Coach Van Haften, got to stop digging these early holes. My goodness, that was hard work tonight.
It was too hard tonight, that's for sure. I thought they made a lot of shots early. You know, they went 5-for-7 from the arc to start the game, I know, and then they went 5-for-15, I guess, to finish. We did a little better, did a much better job in the second half guarding them. I thought one of the keys was that our coaches at halftime, you know, Kyle and Brandon and JD, they said, you know what, we got to change up and put Chad, our best defender, on number one, Brady Elder. And I thought he did a great job on Elder in the second half. I mean, I don't think he scored in the second half, Elder. I think he had 11 at half. He made one basket. So Chad did a really nice job on him, and because he really torched us in the first half, because we knew McGreal and Folkers would be really good, and we knew we were going to have to battle those two guys, but we Chad did a really nice job on Elder in the second half at the point guard spot.
In the second half, different players took turns, it seemed, carrying you. Josh Van Langen kind of got you going when things were a little sluggish in the first half, and then Garrett Franken showed us what he can do in a short stretch. I think he hit a couple of threes, had a steal and a bucket, things like that. 19 points and 12 rebounds for him. It wasn't balanced throughout, but different players at different times really stepped up for you tonight.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I thought Garrett had a really good game tonight. I thought Jesse had a nice game again. And you're right, Josh did well. And I thought Boss had a good game too. I mean, it was a battle out there with those guys. And but yeah, I thought Chad Barkema, you know, had five assists tonight. Didn't score a whole lot, but he had five assists and the defensive guy for us. And it was a good night. Good night for our guys. And we're building a little confidence when we get those late game situations.
You got about a 7-point lead, and then they cut it back to one. Seemed like your veteran experience carried you through then. There wasn't a lot of panic, and held on and built through to that win at that 6 or 8 point lead at the end.
Yeah, you're right. It was about 76-75. I think you're right. I think Buss made a really nice move and scored inside. And then I think we ran a couple plays and got ourselves a couple of easier baskets there for a little bit. And it was a battle. There's no doubt. I think Dakota State's got a really nice team. We said that coming in, watching them on tape. They got a really nice team.
You now have a couple of days off in terms of no games. You've got Thanksgiving on Thursday and then a couple of games on Friday and Saturday. How do you handle the next couple of days with the players?
Well, we don't have school tomorrow, so we're going to get together at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, go over to the Waldorf Scout. We'll take about a half an hour with that. And then we're going to get a few shots up, and then we're going to go lift, and the guys are going to go home. So about noon, they're going to head home, and they'll be back at 10 o'clock on Friday morning. We'll have a little shoot around and head out for Waldorf.
Coach, have a good Thanksgiving with you and your family, and we will see you on Friday.
Yes, get ready. Our house is going to have 27 people at it. So you coming over, Mike?
I haven't been invited.
Oh, okay. All right. Sounds good. No, thank you, Mike. Thanks for all you do.
That's Coach Brian Van Haften talking about tonight's contest and the Dort College Defenders victorious tonight. As Coach said, it was hard work, but the Defenders get it done 89-83. Let's take a look at the numbers, and then we will pick our player of the game. Dort College tonight, 27-57 from the floor, 47%, 10 for 21 from the three-point line, 48%. 25 of 30 from the free throw line, 83%. It took a while, but Dort College finally able to get to the free throw line consistently this evening. Dakota State, 32 of 64 from the floor, 50%. 15 of 33, though, in the second half, 46%. Dakota State, 10 for 22 from the three-point line, 46%. Just 2 of 9, though, in the second half. 9 of 15 from the free throw line. Dakota State missed the front end of 2 1-and-1s at critical junctures in the second half. They shoot 60% for the ball game. Dort College had a 38-29 rebounding advantage. Dort had 16 turnovers. Dakota State had 14. The Defenders were led tonight by Garrett Frankens, 19 points and 12 rebounds to go with 2 assists and 2 steals. 17 points for Josh Van Langen and 5 rebounds. He also had a blocked shot. Jesse Jansma, 16 points in his first start of the season. He also had 4 assists, 1 block, and 2 steals. Alec Henriksen off of the bench for 11 points. Zach Bussard, 10. 6 for Cooper Ross. 8 for Chad Barkema. 2 for Chandler Brunsting for their total of 89. For Dakota State, Josh McGreal, 24 points, 10 of 17 from the floor. 20 points for Justin Folkers. 13 for Brady Elder, that is. 12 for Brady Van Holland. 8 for Carson Rents. 4 for Cody Mullenberg. And 2 for Anthony Costello for their total of 83 points. Dakota State falls to 2-6. Dort College improves. Beg your pardon, Dakota State falls to 2-5. Dort College improves to 6-2. Let's take one more break. We'll be back with a rundown of the scoreboard. Right after this, this is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5. It's time to choose our player of the game, presented by Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College Athletics, providing physician athletic training and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. Lots of candidates tonight. Jesse Jansma, 16 points. Josh Van Langen, 17 points. Very difficult to ignore the double-double put up by Garrett Franken tonight. He stuffed the stat sheet. 19 points on 8 of 14 shooting, including 3 of 5 from the three-point line. He also had 12 rebounds, had 2 assists, and 2 steals in 33 minutes of work. Going to go with Garrett Franken this evening. So the Dart College Defender basketball teams get a sweep on the road. Those don't happen that often. 89-83 in the men's contest, 89-62 in the women's contest. That is going to do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College basketball on KDCR. One final note, GPAC scores. I'm going to check if there are any men's games that have gone final, just to send you on your way that way. Morningside held off Doan 67-58. Jamestown leads Dakota Wesleyan 70-64. That's with about 4 minutes remaining. And Mount Marty and Briarcliff are playing. And that game has Briarcliff winning 83-66 with a minute and a half remaining. So certainly looks like Briarcliff is going to hang on and get that victory. That's going to do it for our broadcast till Friday. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.